You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Treasury Department released a report this morning with a set of strategies to bring more competition to the alcoholic beverage business. It's a bid to bring down the cost of double IPA, local bourbon, or a glass of Pinot. That is one way to take the edge off inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now with details.
David, the Treasury Department report says government regulators should take a closer look at mergers and acquisitions in the alcohol business, especially deals where bigger firms take over a smaller one, promising that will lower prices. The report says that doesn't always happen. It also says distributors sometimes favor the bigger producers, giving them the best shelf space.
Distributors, in some cases, it's the states that sell the booze.
Yeah, the states handle distribution, and that complicates things. So, for instance, some states don't allow breweries or wineries or distilleries to sell directly to the public. They have to go through distributors, and they may not be so nice to the little guys. So that part of the equation can be out of the federal government's hands.
But federal agencies could do something about regulations. What's this report recommend?
Yeah, it says federal agencies should try to ease regulations that can make it hard for new brewers or wineries or distilleries to get a toehold in the market. The idea there is new players would increase competition and drive down prices. The report specifically cites post and hold laws, and they require alcohol distributors to share future prices with competitors and actually post them in advance and then hold those prices for a certain period of time. The report cites studies estimating those laws increase the cost of a bottle of wine by as much as 18% and push up the price of a bottle of hard liquor by more than 30%.
Huh. And why are the Treasury people looking into this right now?
Well, last July, President Biden issued an executive order on competition, and the Attorney General, Treasury Department, Federal Trade Commission were ordered to look at this and whether any barriers to new entrants existed, and they were told to revise or rescind any regulations that unnecessarily inhibited competition.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.